Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Hope you had a great weekend. Eric, you did the St. Patrick's Day Parade in, Hamilton?
Hamilton.
Over the weekend. How was that?
What a great time.
Yeah, weather was good?
Yeah, weather was great. It was a little windy up on the float slash bus. But the crowds were heavy. Everybody was having a good time. Got to meet a lot of listeners. It was just, it's one of my favorite events a year to do.
And you go with our buddy Mick and Longford Landscaper, right? His float.
He's got a converted school bus. So what's nice about it is the front part of the bus is there.
Yeah.
Then the back part is cut off. And he's got the Irish music going, and we have candy for the kids and T-shirts. And I brought some T-shirts from my bar at my tiki bar. Signed a bunch of them, put them in some cups, and you know, met some listeners.
Great,
and, you know, it was a good time.
I I left here on Friday thinking I had a weekend down, and I remember because we were talking about that before you left. And then we wanted to hit Ellery's, and they're saying, and I got the call 2 o'clock. Like, hey, by the way, this weekend you're still free, right? So anyway, I hosted the weekend. It was. It's busy. The days are blending a bit, but back on the 7-day schedule. But the only downside, honestly, was I didn't know that on Sunday was the New York City half marathon.
Oh, no.
What a disaster. I forgot they do the half marathon on another day. Why don't they do the half marathon with the marathon like Philly does?
Well, I think our good friend Jeanette Hoffman, who helped us spawn, you know, the whole Joe Carillo's Day, ran in it this weekend.
Did she?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Eric, here's the problem, and this is something that Grok couldn't help, although, to be fair, I didn't ask Ara with Grok, and I should have. My navigation kept sending me back to the same roadblock.
Oh, no.
And I felt like, do you remember there was a Simpsons where Bart, I think they either electrified the cookie jar or, and he keeps going back and getting shocked. And then, or maybe it was Homer. He looked at the cookie jar. He's like, I want a cookie. And he touches the jar and he gets a shock and forgets 30 seconds later. He's like, I want a cookie. So I did it 3 times.
And
because what happens is I get on the phone. And you just start going, and it was 46 and Lex, and it was blocked, so you couldn't make it across town either way. So I ended up going up to, I don't know, somewhere in the 50s, and I went to the FDR, and I got home through Brooklyn and Staten Island. I took the, 278 or 478? Anyway, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. It was
Brutal.
My biggest issue is your navigation. Navigation is not keeping up with AI. How does it not see, with all the reports that people make, with the fact that you're looking at gridlock, that you know whatever they can see on your phone, you're not moving?
Well, I don't know what nav you use. I use the one that starts with a W. And
do
it
you really?
Always... What's that?
Is it good?
Yes.
I just go to Google. Whatever is my default.
No.
On my maps on my phone.
No, I never use that one.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, never. Never use the one in my car.
Because Waze allows you to report.
Yes.
That's the difference.
So you're getting real-time report. You can see real-time speed.
And it's updating where you're going.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so annoyed. I just should have done... I because what I do is I click on the address in my calendar. So my calendar now defaults to when I get back in the car... So I'm assuming my phone is smarter than me because I get back in the car and it prompts me to go home.
Right.
Which is very cool.
Very nice. Yep.
So I get up to the top of the garage and I click it and okay, now I'm going home. Now take me home. And it rerouted, but not enough. And you just, they had it all blocked. It was, and the FDR was funny because they run north on the FDR. So just the throngs of thousands of people running. Should have taken some video. It was actually pretty cool to see all those people on the road, except that I was just wanting to go home.
Well, and that's the worst, right? Is because you've worked all day long. You're tired. You just want to go home. You want to put your feet up, have an adult beverage. Just,
right.
I'm done for the day. Can I be done for the day? And then it's,
and yeah, no, yeah, it's not going to happen.
I hear you. I don't think it's the hours. It's the commute. Psychologically, I think it's the commute that kills you on the weekend.
I agree. It's because it's always going home is longer. Getting in is easy, and we're early people. You do get used to it. Mm-hmm. Your body clock adjusts. There's no question. You get up naturally, and it's only an hour and 15 to go in, and you're the only one on the road. It's Sunday is better than Saturday. Saturday there's still trucks.
Yes.
Sunday's very, very light.
Sunday's very light. When I used to commute into Manhattan, I remember the same thing, on the weekends. But it is, and it's just psychological because, look, you're working in media, so your adrenaline is pumping. You know, you got to be on. It's the whole thing. And then you're just done.
Right.
And now you're 2.5 hours in the car.
Yeah.
And it's just like, ugh.
So, question for you. What did you do to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this weekend? Or are you saving all your celebration to join me live at Darby Road Pub on Tuesday morning? Tomorrow morning, I'll be live from Darby Road Pub in Scotch Plains. What was your St. Patrick's Day weekend like? Did you hit Ellery's? Did you run in the New York City Half Marathon? What were your plans? And what small business did you hit? 6:15, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
Live and local radio with personalities who care about what you think. We are New Jersey 101.5.
All right, it's 6:22. I am Bill Spadia. Happy Monday. We made it to Monday. So, Jill, you had a nice, relaxing weekend in Annapolis.
Yeah, a little
four
getaway.
4 years with Dave. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
So why Annapolis? Is that just where he ended up on the last flight?
The captain was on a layover, yes.
Got it.
So, I am kind of concerned about this weather.
So what'd you have? Just one night? It's Saturday night?
Yeah, When did you drive down? I drove down Saturday, stopped on the way, dropped the little dog off at my daughter's in Philly, and got to see my grandbaby.
But you took what I call the secret back way. How great is that?
I'm like, wait, what am I on? 301?
Yeah, 301 South. You got over the Delmember, right?
Yeah.
You go over the Memorial Bridge, mm-hmm. and then you loop around, and you go through Delaware and Maryland.
And you know what's funny?
Eastern Shore.
You always hear about Delmarva. I was like, oh, I'm in Delmarva. How did this happen?
Right?
The Delmarva Peninsula.
I love it. I think that's such a good way to go because you have no idea how much farmland is in Maryland. So that whole Eastern Shore, mm-hmm. people don't know. So you get off the, I don't know where off the Delaware Memorial Bridge you get. It's like one exit, two exits.
You kind of kiss Delaware for a second. And I was expecting, I'm like, wait a minute. I thought I was going to take that Christiana Mall loop and end up, on 95. I'm like, oh, here I am over here.
You passed a rest stop on your right.
Yeah.
It's known for its fried chicken.
Absolutely. Yes, I know that right.
Right, you know what it is? Huge.
It's a big restaurant.
I forget what it's called, but it's a...
Yeah.
I mean, that was my way to D.C.
But it was... what a secret. What a nice...
It really is. Yeah, it's great. If you've got to be in D.C., you want to avoid the Beltway, you want to avoid 95, you take 301 South, it is great.
It was Route 1
And then you go over that Annapolis Bay Bridge.
Oh, that was amazing.
Right.
That was gorgeous.
Right? It's so high. If you don't like bridges, that makes people nervous.
Oh, I bet it was like practice for the Chesapeake Bay Bridge tunnel.
Right.
Situation.
So how was the restaurant? Was good?
Went to a great restaurant. You know, it's very nautical down there. You know, so boats everywhere. But,
it's great.
You know, I remember we did a topic once, your furthest commute, like people who have long commutes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was somebody that lived in Annapolis but commuted to Jersey for work. And it's really not that crazy. You think, well, it's two states away, but it's really only 2 hours.
2 hours. Yeah, you can get to Annapolis in 2 hours.
But it's so funny.
Well, that way you can go in 2 hours.
Yeah.
If you leave on a Friday morning,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Jody and I, when we lived in D.C., we lived in Georgetown. We would hit the Beltway, and I mean, it could take 4 hours.
Oh, absolutely.
It's horrible.
Yeah, you never knew.
It's horrible.
But it's funny, you know, we... went to the bar before in the hotel before.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people come down. You know, some girls meetups and this and that. Jersey.
All They're Jersey, all from
Jersey, right?
Right?
You know, and then go to dinner. Nice dinner.
We are like aliens that go and explore foreign worlds from New Jersey. We're everywhere. There's my niece, Jessica, worked. She's now working a great job in real estate in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But when she first moved to Florida, she was tending bar.
Yeah.
And she's like, she would say, Uncle Bill, I met another fan of the show because they're from Jersey. I'm like, oh, do you listen to Spady in the morning? And yeah. It was funny. But, you know, Florida's full of Jersey people.
Well, I just remember we were at the Vatican, that one in Italy where the Pope is. We're at the Vatican. I see somebody, they have a sweatshirt.
Is there another Vatican?
Yeah,
I don't think so. I think it's the Pope one.
I'm sure in Pennsylvania there's
the Pope one. Not town. The other one, the Pope one. All right.
So a guy has a shirt. It says Shawnee Soccer. And I was like, is that America? Are you from America?
Like,
and
he said, yes. Shawnee, South Jersey?
Yeah. I said, New Jersey? He goes, yeah. And I said,
fantastic.
Is that Shawnee, like where my brother is a coach? He goes, you're Coach Myra? Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
Outside of the Vatican. You cannot escape
All
Jersey,
right. Where,
people.
Where's the strangest spot you have encountered a fellow Jerseyan? And by the way, there was a sign at a rest stop that mentioned Jerseyite. That's not a thing.
No.
At one of the rest stops, I should have taken a picture of it because it made me angry.
Jerseyite.
I'm like, who wrote this? What's a Jerseyite? Yeah,
no.
Jersey. I know. Maybe
the play
angry too.
Is called Jersey
I don't mean to
Boys.
Upset you this morning.
Not
it's early.
Jersey-ite.
So it's 6:27. I'm curious how far. So Jill Myra tries to get away, and crowded restaurant, hotel, all Jersey. How far have you gone where you've run into somebody that you're like, oh, you Jersey too? 1-800-283-101.5. 6:27. Eric Scott with the news. 3 minutes. Six 37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So the question is, so Jill spent the weekend in Annapolis and, of course, everywhere running into Jersey people. I don't know any of us who haven't gone anywhere running into Jersey folks. Where's the furthest and strangest place you've gone where all of a sudden you're like, I just got out of Jersey. What are you doing? We'll start with Crystal in Flemington. Hey, Crystal, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. It's Monday morning. It's raining, and I don't expect any major tornadoes, but I'm slightly concerned, but we're okay. We're all right. So how about you?
So spring break 99, me and my cousin Linda, was the first time we had been on a vacation, just the two of us.
Yeah.
We're like 18, 19 years old. We go to Cancun, Mexico. After like 2 days, we're so homesick. We're like, oh, man, we just want to go back home. We ended up running into these guys, and we're talking. They're from Jersey. The next thing you know, the rest of the time of our vacation, we spent with these guys.
That's awesome.
From Jersey that we had just met, had the best time of our lives.
That's fantastic. God, that was, you know, that was it was a different time, right, years ago? It was. I've talked to folks about the Caribbean and Cancun, and I'm not so sure I'd go now. With how the world is, you know?
No, I absolutely wouldn't. I mean, even when you're at a resort, it's all inclusive. I mean, even then, like before we even went, people were warning me, keep your toothbrushes locked up in a suitcase because they'll do stuff to your stuff. We're like drinking Pepto-Bismol to coat our stomachs for, you know, not to get sick.
I did a spring break when I was at BU. We did, I must have been my senior year, and we went. And I'll never forget it because a buddy of ours, we got to the hotel and classic young person ignorance. Somebody came up to him. Now, we're a bunch of college guys and we're there to have a great time. We're there to drink and hang on the beach. And a guy comes up to him and says, I'll bring your bag to the room.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, you know, at that age, nobody's going to give you that kind of service. It's not like we're staying at a 5-star hotel. And the guy's that's great. So these two locals grab their bags, boom, gone.
Yep.
And he had to buy like t-shirts from each of the different bars that we were at. So he had clothes for the week. I mean, you can't make it up, right? They took everything.
No. Absolutely. And they even tell you, some of the people when we were there, they're like, look, even if you get into some trouble or whatever and the cops come, just give them beer and you'll be fine. They'll leave you alone. Okay,
That really is true. You buy your way out of situations in countries like that. But think about it. That was years ago. I mean, I'm 57, so what am I talking? I mean, 35, almost 40 years ago. And it was sketchy then. Now I wouldn't go near it. But anyway, funny, great story. I love it. Thank you, Crystal. Have a great rest of your day. Appreciate it.
Thank you too, Bill.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Heidi in Bridgewater, you got a story. Good morning. Hey. How are you?
Good morning. Awesome. How are you guys today?
You know what? Really good. I think I love Monday. Monday, restart the week, and feeling great today.
Right, this side of the grass. Good way to be.
Right? Yes. I mean, I love that. I love day above ground. I'm with you.
So I was in St. Martin, and I took a catamaran over to St. Bart's, you know, got so sick the whole way. So kind of went into a little bar there. It kind of sounds like a joke. Yeah. I'm a blonde. I walk into a bar. I order a drink.
Does sound like you're starting a joke. I love it. I love it. By the way, I'm with you on the catamaran. I've been on them and totally seasick. I mean, just...
Yeah, make my own chum.
What I love is... there you go. I love that your solution was a bar. So you and I get along great. I love it. So what happened?
So I ordered a drink, and the guy sitting there says to me, my God, that's a Jersey accent if I ever heard one. I'm like, well, you got me. I said, I'm from Jersey. He goes, where are you from? I go, I'm sure you've never heard of it. It's a little tiny town. He goes, well, unless it's Southbound Brook, New Jersey, which is where I was born and raised. And here's the guy lived one street over, grew up with my older brother. Like, you've got to be kidding me.
Kidding.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Awesome. So now let me ask you, are you fast friends at that point? Or is there this obligation then to hang out? And did that work out?
Well, I couldn't walk too far because I was so sick. So I stood there and talked to him for a little bit.
I love it.
But just side note, I was just in Cancun over New Year's Eve. Had the best time.
Yeah.
Felt totally safe. I was at a Rio all-inclusive, you know. You got to be smart.
Okay. Yeah, you got to be smart. That's exactly right. You can travel just about anywhere, but you got to be smart. I'm just watching. I mean, there are so many. There are 50,000 Americans that are in Dubai and in the UAE, and there are 9,000 left. 41,000 left right when the war started, and people are posting online. They're like, how did this happen? Like, we were sold this bill of goods, and things you don't expect. I mean, obviously that's a random thing that could have happened anywhere, but it just goes to show, like, you've got to be extra vigilant today. Yeah. You never know what's around the corner. Thanks, Heidi. Have a great rest of your day. Appreciate the call. Do I have time? No. You know what, Gino, you will be first on the other side. By the way, side note on Dubai, and that is a question I want to ask about if you've got expats in your family that have relocated overseas. I mean, my daughter and son-in-law, you know, live in London, and Elizabeth's been there now 10 years. But these folks that move to Dubai, the government, the United Arab Emirates, will put you in jail. It's part of the deal if you move there. You could go to jail if you post anything on social media that's negative about the country. So there are Brits in particular that are getting themselves in trouble because they're posting about the fact that there have been drone attacks and missile attacks. And there have been fires and some explosions. And the government has cracked down on them saying, no, post about how great life is here in the middle of a war. Think about that for a minute, how lucky we are to be in this country. Gino, you'll be first. Other side, where's the furthest you've gone where you've run into the other Jersey guy? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Time is 6:44. You know what's next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
All right, guys, it's 6:52. Talking about how far you've gone, I actually want to morph this into not just where you've seen folks from Jersey, but, like, where did you go when you were younger that you wouldn't go today? I remember and I don't say this for shock value to scare you. Seriously, just bear with me. But I remember, I don't know if it was Cancun or if it was Cabo, was somewhere where there was a drug hit and guys came up on the Sea-Doos and they parked on the beach and they machine gunned a whole group of people. And I'm like, okay, check, please. I'm done. I'm going to pause on any travel outside of necessary international travel because I've got my daughter in London and we're going to see the D-Day beaches over the week, over this summer. But short of that, like, I'm not taking any unnecessary risks. And I don't know about you. I don't trust the Caribbean right now. I don't trust anything near Mexico. I just don't. I think the Mexican government is a fraud and the cartels run the show. And I've never seen anything like being at the border when I was there, what, last year, 2 years ago? And you really come to realize how lucky we are to be in this civilized country of America, which is why I rail on the ridiculousness of letting illegals have driver's licenses, even allowing illegals to stay in this country. I was reading a headline. I don't know what stupid fake news outlet in Jersey had this headline, but it was something about two teens left in car as ICE arrest dad. It turns out they were in the car for like all of 8 seconds before the ICE agents are like, okay, guys, get out of the car. You can say goodbye to your dad, and we're going to wait till somebody comes and picks you up. That's the real story. The headline should have been, ICE helps kids after criminal alien dad gets arrested. That should have been the headline. Anyway, oh, man, I could get on a rant so quickly. Let's go to Gino to calm me down in Red Bank. What's going on, Gino?
Good morning, Bill.
Gino, that almost got out of control. Did you feel that building up? All right, I'm better now. Yeah. All right, thank you. What do you want to say? Thank you. I'm better.
We'll bring you back to earth, Bill. Right, I'm up here in the great state of Vermont right now, tapping maple trees.
I love Vermont. Where are you? What part of the state?
Near Middlebury.
Yeah. It's a great...
up on the east side of Lake Champlain, about an hour south of Montreal.
So you're in what is known as the Kingdom, right?
Yeah. Northeast Kingdom. Yeah,
it's cool.
It's beautiful up here.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
Anyway,
go ahead.
So we got New Jersey people up here, you know, coming in all the time into the Sugar Bush. We have an open house coming up this coming weekend, and the 21st, 22nd, the Vermont Maple Sugar Association has all the Sugar Bushes that are members. They're all open, so you can go and have breakfast or have drinks and watch the whole action on how it's all done. If anybody has an interest in that.
How long? Now, do you own a shop up there? You own a farm? You own a house? What's your connection?
Breadloaf View Farm is a sugar bush. I'm a partner in it.
That's awesome. So, Gino, that is really cool. I love that. 30 years. Good for you.
So I got that going on, but that's how my truck gets all these miles, Bill. And Jill went to Annapolis once. I drive between Vermont, Annapolis, Solomon's Island to my sailboat, back up and down the eastern shore all the way to Chincoteague Island to the horse farm. So I'm always on those routes, 301. It's like a regular thing. I drive 3,000 miles a month.
Wow. So Gino, you'll back that up. That route 301 through the eastern shore, that's the way to go. It's such a great ride, right?
Oh, yeah, and it's beautiful there. Yeah. You know, and it's quiet. My truck never goes over 60 miles an hour. It's always in the right lane. Everybody sees it in all these different states, and they recognize it. And they're like, there goes that truck. I wonder what it's doing.
A lot of times
I have maple syrup in the back, and I'm delivering.
I love it, man. Well, look, keep up the great work, Gino. It's always good to hear from you. I got to jump for news, but thanks for checking in. Appreciate you. Enjoy the kingdom. Yeah, it's that part of Vermont. That's what they call it, and it's the sticks, but... it's fantastic. I mean, for fall foliage and, you know, now maple syrup, the skiing is great. It's all great. What is it? I don't know. 657. Eric Scott with the news next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePue.
.710 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So, hey, by the way, after 8 o'clock, if you've got a small business you want to plug, it is Small Business Monday. And since God knows government's not going to help you, we're going to use the power of the broadcast to help promote your business. Eric, there's a growing controversy, and I don't know how aware you are of it. I'm sure you've read about it, but I'm curious to get your thoughts on how it's going to impact the upcoming elections. It's something not many people are talking about, but this development of AI centers. Now, as a user of AI, I love it, and I get that we're going to have these centers. However, I think these billionaire tech companies, soon to be trillionaire tech companies, are somewhat taking advantage of locals. I've been watching, and it's not often that I agree with environmental groups or some of these left-wing progressive groups, but some of them are actually making sense. They're talking about the fact that New Jersey now has 80 of these centers, either open or in development, right, ready to open in 27 towns. And there's a controversy brewing. I find it fascinating because I have said this before. I think the race in, we have three Republican members of Congress. You got Tom Kaine.
Yep.
You've got Chris Smith and Jeff Andrew. I think of those, Chris Smith is arguably the safest after he smartly negotiated the redistricting out to get away from Trenton. And now he's just Monmouth and Ocean County. Smart. These are the last two bastions of Republican turnout. And then you've got Van Drew in the second district. And interestingly enough, and you and I have talked about this, I think Tom Kaine is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it is that he's, you know, on one hand, he never embraced Donald Trump. And that has traditionally for him suppressed a lot of that conservative Trump vote. At the same time, if you get too close to Trump now with his numbers in the 30s in New Jersey, you know, like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Jack found that out the hard way, you know, used Trump to win a primary and realized that it became a total albatross for him. He lost by 15 points. So we'll see. But hot issue right now in Vineland.
Yeah.
This is Cumberland County,
yep,
where you've got a Democrat running in the primary who has made the AI data center the center point of his campaign. And I'm starting to hear rumblings now. Republicans are starting to wake up. And I don't know how many of these Republicans have taken money. You know, I don't know if the state senator there is taking money from the related PACs. I don't know. And I'm not saying that to be accusatory. I'm just throwing it out there that usually when you have politicians who favor development that neighbors don't like, it's because they took some cash. So I don't know. It's interesting because the issue is it's 300 megawatts and they're concerned about the power drain. But I understand these data centers also use a lot of water to cool the system down.
Yep.
So you're talking about an enormous amount of power and water. Environmental groups saying your energy bill locally, if you've got a data center in your neighborhood, could go up 60 to 80%.
I don't know if I necessarily believe the number that high, but there is, so like the one in Vineland that you're talking about.
It's already so damn high, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm 10%, I'd be pissed.
When you're talking about like this facility in Vineland, they're generating a lot of their own power. They're doing it primarily with natural gas, which, you know, is fine, but you're still taking a resource off the grid.
Right. In a state that is no longer energy independent, which we were when Governor Chris Christie left office.
Correct. And, you know, you do have a governor, Mikey Sherrill, that is pushing for the development of more energy, but nothing that is going to dump a large amount of energy into the electric grid right now. None of these are short-term solutions.
Right.
These are long-term
well,
solutions.
Well, nuclear is a 10-year plan.
At least, right?
Yeah.
And even building new natural gas plants, you know, are by best estimate would be 6 years, but probably also a 10-year solution on that.
We'll be into the second term of the governor gets elected in 29 by the time that's good.
But I think, you know, in Vineland, one of the reasons that they were so upset and are upset is they didn't even, a lot of the locals didn't even know that it was coming until it was already built.
Yeah. And look, you're not talking about a warehouse.
Right.
Because there's noise, there's a lot, they say there's a hum.
Yep.
You know, I don't know.
From the generation of power.
Right, right.
So, you know, it will continue to be one of those issues where, you know, some towns are going to want it because they want the rateable. They want Absolutely. The tax revenue that's being generated from it. There's a huge demand. So the thought is, well, if not here, where?
Right.
But you don't have an effective... You don't. It's such still an emerging technology in terms of these centers that you don't really know what the impact is.
Right.
And until you fully understand that, you don't even have the ability to regulate it because you don't know what you're regulating at this point.
It's a great point. And that's why, guys, I've talked about for years the enforcement of local zoning. We talked about it to slow the roll of Lakewood-style overdevelopment. We've talked about it to slow the roll of these warehouses that are gobbling up farmland. The problem is that we have been conditioned in this state to just go for where the tax rateables are. We don't think about the future. We've got mad overdevelopment in the state, and it is crushing our small towns. Now, I'm a user of AI, and it's not about not in my backyard. What it's about is there are plenty of spaces across this country, and quite honestly, guys, even in this state, where you don't have to put one of these centers right next to a residential area. But that's what we're seeing. So my question is, do you have an AI data center in your town? And do you agree with the rising number of Democrats that are saying, hey, we got to slow this down? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 717 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
So I started talking about overdevelopment, specifically with these AI data centers. And look, I use Grok, known as Aura. Our board op, Kathy, let me know that Grok actually has four voices. There's Aura, who's the assistant. Eve, who is a little friendlier. And then that's how it's described. She's the friendlier one. If you want someone who's got more of a personality. And then there's Rex. And then, Kathy, who is the one you use? Or is it Rex?
Chose Rex. There's also Leo.
Leo.
Which sounds British. British accent.
Yeah, I like the British accent. But I like R is straightforward. Just, it sounds the most like it's just a computer-generated normal voice.
But who knew there were four?
I didn't know. I'm glad you told me now. We're learning more and more about Grok every day. And I love Grok, and AI is, it's part of our future, no doubt about it. But New Jersey, we are truly a state of ready, shoot, aim, or shoot, ready, aim, or shoot, aim, ready. All of it is so, we don't get it right. And when I reference Lakewood-style overdevelopment, you know, people get all pissed off, and they're like, that's anti-Semitic. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's just a ridiculous claim. I reference it from a personal experience of really doing a deep dive into what's going on in Lakewood where you can't make a left turn. And it was exaggerated even more when I met with Rabbi Heineman and I realized not only does he not have a plan, he just wanted to complain and get more state aid. That's really what it comes down to. And it's not right. And, you know, in many cases, they're just running roughshod over local zoning. And it's happening in Howell. It's happening in Toms River. It's happening in Manchester. It's a problem. But when I pushed in Lakewood, I said, you guys have, I said, what you really need, and this was when I was running for governor, and I said, you need some more of these cogeneration plants, the local ones, the small ones, that will allow natural gas to be converted to electricity and then with the byproduct of hot water, steam, which could then in turn be used for power, heat, et cetera, in local government offices. And he pushed back, and some of the folks I was with pushed back. They're like, no, they already have these plants. I'm like, really? Well, you don't have enough because you got buildings that are going up that you can't connect to the power. So why is it an issue? Why do I bring it up? Because now we've got a similar problem happening and developing right before our eyes in Vineland, where they're putting in this 300 megawatt AI data center. Guys, the water that's going to be used, the power, and all of this while our state is run by environmental wackos who thought it was a good idea to put wind turbines off the coast of Jersey. That's who's in charge now and have been for the past 10 years, 8 years. So we have an enormous problem that the people in the towns are not represented. You get overdevelopment shoved down your throat, Mount Laurel decisions, which are nothing short of criminal, and now we have to contend with the data center. So my question to you is your town overrun with overdevelopment, and what are you doing about it? 1-800-283-101.5, 728, Eric Scott with your news next. .738 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. You know, I wonder, Eric, when's the next trip that you're taking? Because I'm flying out to London in a few weeks, and I am concerned about the shutdown because there's no end in sight, both sides being belligerent, and the challenge is you've got TSA employees working without pay.
Yeah.
So there are some charities popping up to get food and supplies for some of these TSA agents who are staying on the job. And, you know, the tension at the airport is palpable.
I can only imagine. We're leaving mid-April.
So I'm going after you. You'll be on the plane before I am.
Yeah.
So I'm going mid-May.
Okay. So, I mean, it's possible even by May it won't be settled.
Well, I don't know. I'm banking on it being settled, but the problem is that, like, your pre-check and all those lines, they're no longer doing the, what is it? What do they call it? The contactless pre-check.
Oh, right.
Do you have that?
Yeah.
Where, like, the little green guy shows up with your ticket, and it's great. You don't need your ID. They just take your picture. I love it.
But they're not doing that.
They're not doing that.
No. They're not doing
it. No, so we were, our trip to San Diego, it was a line. And
do they still have TSA pre?
They did. There were two lines, but it was unclear. Here's what I noticed. And I, again, this is my story, so I don't know if this is what's happening everywhere. But we were in line. They put everybody through the one chute. We ended up all in the same line, pre and not. But when I got to the gate, not the gate where the plane was,
right,
but the little check station where they check your ID and they mark your ticket if you have a beer. I showed my ID. We're both pre-check, so we didn't have to take off shoes or belt or remove liquids or anything like that. As I collected my stuff from the conveyor belt as it went through the X-ray, the guy next to me that was right after, he's putting his shoes back on, his belt. God. So I'm like, we were in the same line, but he didn't have it. I did have it. So the downside if you have TSA PreCheck is you're going to wait the same amount of time. The upside is you don't have to take off your shoes, your belt, or remove your liquids.
I think our plan right now, because I'm going to anticipate that by mid-April this won't be solved, is that first of all, we're not parking at Newark. You helped guide us into that decision.
Don't do it. Yep.
I got to find a car service and, you know, get a car up to and back, especially coming back.
I can't believe you're going to Newark.
I don't want to go to
Newark. I don't know how that happened to you.
I could not get a direct flight back.
That stinks.
To Philly. I could get a direct flight out. I couldn't get a direct flight back.
And where are you going, Dominican?
We're going to the Dominican. And it was, which, by the way, one of my favorite airports in the world, in the Dominican.
I've never
been. The Punta Cana Airport. It's so old school. There are no jetways. The planes line up on the tarmac, come down off the stairs.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's an open air airport.
Yeah.
So you know, if you're sitting in the lounge area, you can sit at a bar and have a cocktail. You can have something to eat, but it's open air to the runways. Coming back is what is my concern, because we're coming back late on a Sunday night.
So what do you got to have a car pick you up.
Yeah. Because if they did the same thing to us that they did with you, you know, you're scheduled for A, but now all of a sudden you're in C, and it's, and your car is... No.
Well, and I told you, when you land at A, I flew out of C, so I parked at C.
Yep.
And I'm like, I didn't even think. I'm like, yeah, whatever. We'll come back to C. I parked at P4, which saved me $100 instead of 260. It was 160. Yep. And that was a good deal. You're not going to get much cheaper for 4 or 5 days in any airport. But we landed at A, and A doesn't connect yet. So you had, I told you we had to take the bus. But the bus just took me from one spot in A to the other spot in A. I'm actually, as you can probably hear, still pissed off about it.
If I get
on the damn bus, take me to where I'm going. Yeah. I'm already on the bus.
Yeah,
where and I'm watching us spin around Terminal A, and I'm angry at Murphy and his wife all over again. I'm like, what'd you guys spend $2 billion on this terminal?
Yeah,
and the bus service takes you literally across the street because there's the terminal and then the parking garage, and at the parking area is where the train drops off, but you can't get it now. So they take the bus to the closest one, and then you sit. And I said, we had to wait. It was 40 minutes.
Yeah,
I could have walked it in 20 minutes.
And to have a car that's waiting for you there, somebody to help with Sandra's luggage.
How expensive will the service be, though?
I don't know, but it's, you know what? It's one of those things where we'll make that decision based on my time is worth something.
I am thinking, we had dinner with our friends, Jonathan and Amy, last night. By the way, Nomad. Nomad is one of the better kept secrets.
We've eaten there, and it is amazing.
We did a meatball appetizer, Greek salad, and then classic. We overordered the pizzas. I think the pizzas are bigger at Nomad now. I don't know that I don't know why they changed. Whatever they changed, but we got one each, thinking they were still individual. They're not.
Yeah, no, I love their sauce. Their sauce,
fantastic.
At Nomad
we did a mushroom. I think they have one of the best pepperonis around, and margarita, and then I forget what the other one was. Anyway, I've got basically a pizza and a half in my fridge right now, so that'll be breakfast when I get home. How did I get onto Nomad Pizza?
No, but
I know. We're gonna take the train. Sorry, we were talking about it. So they're coming to London with us, so we're gonna take the train because he parks there. He's got a spot.
Okay.
So we're like, that makes sense. We'll drive to West Windsor. And I think the train, but your problem is Sandra overpacks.
Right. Yes.
So there's no way you could take the train.
There will be luggage. But I think we're going to try to get there extra early just to reduce the stress. We'll be able to get into the United Lounge, and Newark has a nice United Lounge. So you can sit there, relax. You can read your book for a little while. You don't have the stress of, you know, so that is my goal, but we're typically on Sandra time, so we might not necessarily on time.
You're going to need a car. You're going to need that car and pay the extra hour for the wait.
Right?
I got you. All right. It's 7:45. Hey, sorry about the distraction. I know a couple of you lined up to talk about this overdevelopment issue. I do want to throw it out there. If you are a South Jersey voter, I want to see where Jeff Van Drew is going to land on this. He talked about it publicly. And the need for regulation on these AI data centers. But the Democrats seem to be, again, stealing an issue from Republicans, as so many local lawmakers are just in bed with these big companies. And if the Democrats take this populist issue, guys, Republicans are going to lose even more seats. Overdevelopment is a problem. The Mount Laurel decisions have to be struck down. We need to slow the roll on these AI data centers. We need to protect our middle and working class communities, period. What's happening in your neighborhood? All right, 7:46. We'll check in with Joe, the neighbor, first on the other side of traffic and weather next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
So, we're talking about overdevelopment. It's what's killing this state. And I'm not a big believer in bans, but there are some things that, honestly, I think these small towns, you ought to really think twice before you let these data centers in. The difference is the idiot Republicans in Morris County, Fraud Tasia and Bucco, opposing the ICE Center is just a complete hypocrisy, because these are the guys that support, well, at least they say they support President Trump's effort to rid us of the scourge of illegal immigration with 900 people who are here that shouldn't be here. And, you know, this is not something that will be there forever. This is a temporary fix to get our state cleaned up from the 900,000 people that are clearly crushing our infrastructure and crashing the integrity of our elections. But the data centers are going to be there forever. And it's an enormous problem. But not only that, the Mount Laurel decisions. Where were these Republicans opposing the Mount Laurel decisions? I don't see that. I see all these clowns, especially the Morris County ones and Sussex County, up there championing Stan Jay, which I told you 2 years ago was never going to last, never going to be sustainable, never going to make it. And what happened? It's gone now. You got your $40 check and you move on. Democrats got your vote. Stupid Republicans wanted to expedite it to get it going even sooner. Would have been canceled even sooner. Just a dumb idea. But now the Democrats, who stole the energy cost effectiveness of low cost energy in the 25 election, stole the idea of lowering taxes and spending in the 25 election. Now you've got Democrats running for Congress who are tripping over themselves to say, hey, we need to slow the roll on these AI development centers because they're going to spike the cost of electricity for middle and working class people in the towns. We're talking specifically about Vineland. And now my friends at NJBIA have been talking about this, and people better listen. A new bill to require the AI data centers to use only alternative green energy. Do you know what a disaster that is? Green energy is only green to represent the money from these backroom, hypocrite, fat cat environmental radicals. That's what that's all about. At the very least, if you got the AI centers using natural gas and they're paying for it, you got something. Still, this 300 megawatt data center in Vineland is just a bad idea. All right. Now, in addition to that, listen to this. Low-income housing, high-density housing, impact to your community, people coming in, not paying their fair share, getting essentially effectively subsidized housing, and you got to pay for all the added infrastructure, all the traffic, all the new kids coming into the schools. Well, guess what? Happening right in my neighborhood, starting across the street, on this ETS center. And Joe the neighbor's going to weigh in. But Joe, I need you to hang in there till after the news, which is next.
New Jersey 101.5 severe weather alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow and the New Jersey 101.5 weather team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
.9 on New Jersey 101.5 and Bill Spady. All right, let's jump right back in. I want to check in with Joe the neighbor, who's in Princeton right now. Let's talk about the site of ETS, Educational Testing Services. They're now proposing, what do you hear this? An 800 unit housing development. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good. Sorry to keep you on hold. I got a little worked up today, and I went on a rant, and all of a sudden, now I'm out of time. And I can tell you're going to get me started all over again. Hey, we ran into Mark, our neighbor on the corner, last night. Jody and I actually walked back from Nomad. It was great. 3.8 miles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a great walk, and it got warm, actually, toward the end of the walk. But anyway, nothing like eating pizza and beer and walking home. So anyway, we ran into him. He's going to the meeting tonight. I can't because I've got a full day of meetings and then Zooms tonight. But tell me what's going on and what are the neighbors saying? This is on the Lawrenceville side at the ETS Educational Testing Services. I guess they're selling land? What's happening?
Yeah, it seems like that's what they're doing. You know, we'll get more info, I'm sure, tonight at the town hall. And, you know, the thing is, like me, my family, my wife's grandfather built our house way back. You know, we've had family all in there. You know where I'm at. You know, we have the woods. I see the deer every day. I don't need 800 cars driving around, you know, after, you know, work hours for them or whatever. But, you know, it just seems really crazy to have that many units.
Well, and they're going to put a shopping center up, right? You're going to have mad traffic out on Carter Road. I mean, that's how we go to church. We go out.
Right.
We go out Rosedale to Carter Road, make a right, and then I head to Hopewell. I can't imagine the mad traffic that's going to crush into parts of Pennington, Hopewell, Lawrence. I mean, that is arguably the worst place I can think of to put 800 units. And I'm going to tell you something, Joe. They're going to have to dig another well. You're going to have how many more cops and firefighters are you going to need to accommodate that kind of development? And just for perspective, the one by the Princeton Shopping Center, and by the way, I love the Princeton Shopping Center. It's where Nomad is. Like, our property value with Princeton Shopping Center actually went up in that area when we used to live there. And they put 140 units, and it's massive, and it's 140 units. 800 is what they're proposing for Lawrence Township. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, and like I said, you know, I've been a person that has lived there for basically, you know, with my wife forever, you know, 30 some years. And, you know, the thing is, you know, we have plenty of area other than there to put that in there. You know, how are you going to get out to work in the morning?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm up at 0:30, and I'm, you know, on the weekend when I'm hosting Newsmax. I mean, I'm leaving the house by 4 to get here. I'm usually leaving between 5 and 5:30, but still, most people are not on the road before 6 o'clock. So you're right; it doesn't affect me directly. But these are back roads. These are not like it's not like you got Route 1 or even 206. These are roads that some of these roads don't even have lines on them.
Right.
All right. So real quick, Joe, I got to jump. When is the meet? It's tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lawrence Township Municipal Building.
Yes, sir. That's exactly where it is.
All right. And what do you know the address? Do you have it offhand?
I don't have it offhand.
All right. So if you live in Princeton, Lawrence Township, or Hopewell, honestly, guys, even Pennington in the Mercer County area, you want to go to the Lawrence Township Municipal Building tonight at 7 o'clock and have your voice heard. They are going to put 800 units. How many people are coming in? How many people are going to be given housing that are not here legally? What's it going to mean to your taxes when they can't pay their fair share? You are going to pay it. So let me tell you, this is not a good plan. This is exactly what I've been railing on. Lakewood-style overdevelopment coming to every community across the state, and I didn't even know about it until Neighbor Joe told me last week. So here we go. All right. I appreciate you. Enjoy. Let me know how the meeting goes. I'll be up late. Otherwise, let's talk tomorrow and give us an update. You good?
All right, Bill. Definitely. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for putting us out there.
Appreciate it. You got it, Joe. Anytime. Joe the Neighbor, fighting the good fight. Look, guys, it's happening to communities across the state, and it's crushing. And you move people in that don't belong here, and what do you got? You got people that are not paying their fair share. We talk about the corporations not paying their fair share. We talk about the rich. Yeah, well, the rich are able to live 6 months and a day in another state. They're not worried about it. They've got the resources to commute. We don't. We're here because we love New Jersey, because it's part of our culture and a fiber of our being. And you got 900,000 illegals that have been crushed into the state since Joe Biden opened the country up to every dirtbag across the world from these, as Trump eloquently put it, S-hole countries. We are turning our states and communities into the same garbage that people are being taken out of and placed here. It's not right. And they're hiding behind fair housing and the Mount Laurel decisions, which should be thrown out. If we had any politicians with any guts, cojones, I think maybe what would happen is they would change the Constitution and get rid of this ridiculousness. You have created a situation where you are hurting the very people that keep the lights on in this state. It's not right. Between the AI centers, the warehouses ruining our family farms across the state, it's disgusting. It's disgusting, guys. You're killing New Jersey. 816, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Staying on top of the topics that matter to you, we are New Jersey 101.5.
All right, we're talking. Oh, by the way, I want to thank Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Talking about overdevelopment, Lakewood style overdevelopment. 900,000 people have been crushed into New Jersey. And I always say there's a difference, obviously, between somebody who came here legally. We fought very hard for our friend Roberto, who was a maitre d' at one of the fancy Italian restaurants in Morristown or in Whippany, and couldn't help him. And he ended up leaving the country, and it was a shame. Here's a guy that came here legally, had a wife and two kids, built a house, had a job, paid his taxes, all good. And for years, we tried to say, hey, separate those people that came here legally. Get them on a pathway. But nope, that wasn't good enough. Biden administration had to say, no, we're just going to open the borders and let the murderers, the criminals, the fentanyl dealers, the gangsters, the child predators, everybody comes in. So now we have no choice but to come full circle and say, okay, throw them all out. Throw them all out. If you're not going to separate one from the other, then they all got to go. Because you should not be voting if you're not a citizen, period, end of sentence. Let's go to Melanie in Central Jersey. Hey, Melanie, good morning.
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you fine. What do you want to say?
Okay. Good morning. You know, I don't want to argue your feelings, your views about political issues, but we all need to be respectful. To call, quote-unquote, these people dirtbags, we have so many, quote-unquote, dirtbags that are American citizens.
Yeah.
Epstein, let's go there. you know, I think until you know somebody, you can't judge and say they're a dirtbag.
Well,
I think we all need to be respectful.
It's hyperbole, no doubt about it. You're not incorrect. But as I said earlier, that if you're one of the 900,000 people who are here legally, you don't belong here and you got to go. And that's it. And it's, you know, I was a near liberal on this for a time when I talked about a pathway to get people who had come here legally and their visa expired. I get it. Look, the legal system is horrible, Melanie. My sister-in-law is from Venezuela, became an American citizen, took 10 years and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And I think about these poor people who came here and they worked on a farm, they worked in landscaping, they went through the whole process, took them 10 years.
Right.
They couldn't get over the legal hurdle, even though they were tax-paying good Americans, even though they weren't legal yet. The reality is that we tried to separate that, but Biden and the Democrats and Schumer and the rest and people like Phil Murphy, et cetera, they have corrupted our system because now we've got murderers, rapists, fentanyl dealers, child predators, and I can't tell the difference. And it would be racist if you tried to say, well, everybody was all the same because of what country they came from, et cetera. But if I can't know whether you're one of the gangsters or you're one of the guys that worked hard, then we have to do two things. Number one, follow these federal detainer orders, which is why everybody with a detainer order should be arrested immediately and taken out of the country, regardless of your circumstance. It doesn't matter anymore. It's too late. You had an opportunity to self-deport. You didn't do it. Now, I don't care. It's too bad. You're going to be separated from your kids and maybe never see them again. That's on you. And the reason is we have to protect the integrity of our communities. You're going to put 800 housing units in a small town in Lawrence Township. You are going to absolutely crush the infrastructure for all the Americans who have followed the law, played by the rules their entire life, invested everything. So I'm sorry, Melanie, that you're offended by my use of
then
the term,
you know what?
Dirtbag, but that's too bad.
We shouldn't be calling them dirtbags.
Well, that's what they are.
Let's take care of Trump. Let's take care of Epstein. You want to call fair, spade.
Hold on, Melanie. I've been one of the most critical people of Donald Trump. I criticize every one of these politicians. They're the first dirtbags. I'm with you on that. See? Common ground. There you go. Thank you, 827. Everybody hang in there. I'll be right back. News is next.
Five.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, I want to start soon. I only have a couple of minutes here, but I want to start after traffic and weather the Small Business Monday. So if you've got a small business out of New Jersey, in New Jersey, whether it's online, retail, brick and mortar, whatever it is, restaurant, etc., I want to talk to you. I want to qualify something. I think it's important. I did use, and I will continue to use, the word dirtbag when I'm referring, and other assorted message is when it comes to people who are here illegally, committing crimes, and voting. And thanks to these, now the three-time loser, Jack, who's rumored to be running a fourth time. Yeah, think about that for a minute. Yeah, that's the plan. There's a good idea. And his championing the cause of getting illegals driver's licenses, now you've got all these criminal dirtbags mixed in with everyone else. So you get a license, you now got a pathway to vote. And John Thune, the leader in the Senate, is such a bad guy. He knows full well that the SAVE Act is not going to get 60 votes, and he won't change the filibuster rules to get it a 50-plus-1 majority. So that's going to fail this week. And the SAVE Act would require you to register to vote to prove that you're a citizen. And, of course, the detractors in the biggest insult to black, brown people and women, saying that women who are married are too stupid to figure out how to get proof of citizenship, because if they change their name from their original birth certificate, they won't be able to vote. It's a lie. It's not true. Any woman that's changed her name went through the hardest process already, which is changing your name. You certainly have the documentation once you change your name that you, in fact, presented to change your name that would allow you to register to vote. And I'm a big believer that everyone in this country should be forced to re-register to vote. One of the things I wanted to do had I won the election was force a re-registration around this state to eliminate the illegals. You should have to re-register to vote every 5 years, just like renewing your driver's license. That would get rid of the dead people, the people that have moved, etc. And when I use the word dirtbag, hey, guys, am I harsh? Yeah, you know why? Because I'm sick of the sanctuary state, the Mount Laurel decisions, and all the other crushing mandates on middle and working class New Jerseyans making our cost of living completely out of control. That's what I'm sick of. Am I mad about it? You're damn right I'm mad about it. Why do you think I gave up my income for 8 months to run for governor? The only reason to do that is because you care passionately about the state that you live in. And the politicians today don't represent us. You got a bunch of Democrats that are smarter than most Republicans in South Jersey and Vineland that picked up the mantle to say, we're going to oppose this AI center. It's a very smart move. Problem is, there are a bunch of hypocrites. These are the same guys that champion all these horrible overdevelopment and environmental radical policies that have crushed the working class. But you watch them steal this issue from Republicans. We need a new Republican Party in this state to have an adequate opposition to the Democratic majority. Ron DeSantis did it successfully in Florida. Let's see if we have anybody stepping up to do it here. All right, let's go to Penny and Edison. Penny, you only have about 30 seconds because I just keep talking. How you doing?
Bill, I just was so happy you were back on the air.
Thank you.
I have no complaints. I'm married 57 years, 4 good kids.
God bless you.
Good husband. And I used to be sad I wasn't a grandmother, but now I'm glad with this crazy world we live in and violent.
It's horrible.
Just sad.
It is sad. But some of us are going to keep fighting, Penny. Don't worry.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm so glad you're back on the air, and you should have been governor.
Thank you.
And if you run again, I think you'll get in. But
well,
you are
thank
the
you.
Best
I'll let
guy.
You know. Thanks.
Okay. Good talking to you, Bill.
Thank you, Penny. I appreciate that you called just to say that. Penny is such a nice, nice person. Penny is the kind of person that I fight for because she remembers when this state was a place that you could live, work, retire, raise your family without worrying about criminal aliens, without worrying about a pothole in every corner, without worrying about $1,000 a month in your utility bills, without worrying about the fact that you couldn't even inherit a home now in this state because the tax bill is higher than the mortgage you paid when you bought the damn place. We're going to bring the state back to that idea and ideal. You got to work with me. I got a plan. We got a new organization out there. I've now got an audience that has grown because I'm broadcasting 7 days a week now that I'm on Newsmax on the weekends. The message is getting out there. It's just going to take some time. All right. Other side of traffic and weather, we're going to dive into Small Business Monday. If you got a small business you want to promote, this is your time. Turning the station over to you, 1-800-283-101.5, sort of. 8:38, though, no, it's 8:43. Fast traffic into the weather next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5, keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
Monday. God knows the government's not going to help you, so I'm here to use the power of the mic to help you and your small business. We're going to start with a young man who started a business. He reached out to me, I think on LinkedIn first, but he is a tailor, and he just launched his new business, Jordan Adelman. What's going on, Jordan? How are you?
Hey, Bill. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Dude, you're persistent. I got to give it to you. I'm impressed. You just got through.
I was going to say, I get persistent a lot, and sometimes I get a little more harsh things, but I love what I do.
I saved my harsh tone for the criminal aliens this morning, so I'm all positive now. All right, Jordan, tell me about your tailor business. I know that you go to people. Give me an idea of cost. Give me an idea how this thing works, and where do people go to find you?
Yeah, so we're the largest custom suit company. I serve clients anywhere from Hartford to Philly, but I really try to base myself in New Jersey. We make all of our clothing here in America, and actually, funny enough, make our shirts in Perth Amboy. But as you mentioned,
Jersey shirts,
my clients,
I love it.
Yes, sir. It's called Individualized Shirts. It started in Patterson back in the day, and we've kept it in New Jersey, but now they've moved over to Perth Amboy.
And what do you do? You work for them. You got like this is your first job. What? Tell me about it.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 3 years. Wow. I actually graduated from the college in New Jersey, so I appreciated the Ewing weather update. Been doing this, since 2023. I've traveled to my clients' homes or offices for the past 3 years, getting them measured up. But I kind of specialize more in business clothing, so suits, sport coats, as I mentioned, the button-down shirts we make in Jersey. But we do a lot of casual stuff. We do formal. I just try to make it easy for really busy guys and gals around the state.
What's the website? Where do people go?
Yeah, so typically my clients reach out to me on my cell. If it's okay to plug it, it's 201-937-8158. I'm based out of Emerson, New Jersey, a small town in Bergen County. I just like to tell people it's Paramus because everyone knows Paramus in the malls. But typically people reach out on my cell.
All right,
we do have a website. It's tomjames.com.
But Jordan, give me that just because people, no one's going to call a cell if they don't, they'll want to check the company and the credibility and all that first. So give me this, the website.
Yeah. It's called tomjames.com. So TOMJAMES.com.
Tomjames.com.
We were started in 66 in Nashville.
Wow.
So USA based.
How did you get this job?
So I took an internship while I was at the College of New Jersey, a summer going into my senior year. I thought it would just be selling clothes, but ultimately getting to interact with clients and such, I realized it's what I wanted to do as soon as I graduated. So I took the job, and 10 days after I walked the stage in Ewing, I showed up in Manhattan, and I've been serving clothing around the tri-state area ever since. It's been really fun, and time's been flying.
What would a custom shirt cost? Give me an idea. Custom dress shirt.
Yeah. So we offer a wide range, anywhere from like $200 to $500, depends on the quality of the fabric you want, the amount of handwork. So we offer a wide spectrum. I kind of like us like a big car dealership. You've got your Porsches, you've got your, you know, like lower end stuff, but it's whatever you want to treat yourself.
Probably talking $1,000 or more for a suit. So you're talking about professionals, doctors, lawyers, corporate professionals, business owners, people like that, right? Okay. I love
it. Everyone. I specialize a lot in like lawyers, like bankers and such, but people use me for events. Even everyone needs a couple nice suits. So I get to work with everyone. It's fun.
That's fantastic. All right. So the website is tomjames.com. Jordan's cell is 201-937-8158, right? Did I get that right?
Yes. And then also people reach out to me on LinkedIn as well. I know we connected on there. So wherever the best place to catch me at is, I'll be there.
Awesome. Jordan, I really appreciate it. Good luck, and let's stay in touch on LinkedIn for sure, and if I can be helpful as you go forward, you let me know. Appreciate the call. Have a great rest of your day.
And I'd love to work with you too, Bill. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, I'll let you know. Thank you, Jordan. Pretty cool, right? Young guy, 20s, graduated from TCNJ and has a great career and a passion for custom clothing, right? You never know what you're going to get. I love this state. That's why I fight for it, guys. That's why I get mad when they push nonsense like Mount Laurel and Sanctuary State, and then they call you a racist when you oppose it. Meanwhile, I'm fighting for people like Penny and Jordan and Bill, Janelle, Nick, and Pat, who all now have to hang on hold to get us on the other side of the news. But your small business coming up next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
.909 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Hey, on Wednesday, you know, on Tuesday, I'll be at Darby Road. On Wednesday, having dinner with some very good friends, and we are going to try a new restaurant. It's Giovanni's Italian Steakhouse, and it's in South Bound Brook. A friend of mine, I think it started with Tim Ring, who's a councilman in Bridgewater, and Tim Howes, who's the immediate past and last successful chair of the Somerset County Republicans, tipped me off to this. Young guy, opens a restaurant, and I have heard nothing but great stuff. So I asked him to join us, and he is here now. Giovanni in South Brown Brook.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing great. Listen, Giovanni, everyone is talking about your food. So how do you get into this business so young and already have a great reputation?
Well, I was with my father next door at Joe's Meat Market, right?
Yeah.
So ever since I was young, I was with my father, and I just knew I had a love for food, and I love to cook, and he taught me how to cook the best steak.
Really?
So with that knowledge, we opened up a restaurant, and now I'm basically a steakhouse. I do an epic meat board. Has bone and ribeye, lobster tail, scallop, shrimp, grilled octopus.
How do you do the scallops? How do you do the scallops, Giovanni?
Pan seared with a beautiful garlic butter, fresh herbs, parsley, fresh garlic, salt and pepper, and they're the best.
I love it. And is it hard for you if somebody orders a steak that is not rare?
A lot of people order medium well and well done, but I'll cook it for them, no problem.
Really?
I can handle that.
All right, I'm going to ask, if they're listening, everybody that's coming with us on Wednesday, I'm looking forward to meeting you. I'm looking forward to eating. We can't have any well done orders coming from our table. We just can't.
No well done. Rare and medium rare.
Rare and medium. Medium rare if you like it cooked. If you like me, I like it rare because it's about the meat. It's about the quality of the meat. It's about the technique that you use, right? What else do you serve? Do you serve any Italian? What kind of Italian stuff do you have?
Yes, of course. We do Italian food. I make my own homemade pastas. I do a lot of chicken parmesan, my jumbo chicken parmesan over homemade penne vodka. Sells a lot of chicken frances, chicken marsala, lasagna.
How about your salads?
White clam sauce. Salad, I do a lot of salad.
You do a Caesar, you got anchovies. What are we looking at?
I do the Caesar, I do a house salad, I do a Clinton Street Greek, a wedge salad.
Now, is it bring your own, or you have a liquor license, or are we going to bring our own?
No, you have to bring your own.
Okay, great. I'll be happy to do that. Giovanni, I love it. I love it, and I love a small business with a young guy. So basically, you're working with your dad. You get out of high school, you're like, I'm doing it. I'm going to cook.
Correct, exactly. That's what I love to do, and I was never that good in school, and thank God I found my passion. And I used Instagram to my advantage. I post my videos, and I have people come from all over and support me. And I'm
What are you on so Instagram? Blessed. I don't know if I followed you yet. What is your Instagram?
I'm chefgiovanni.18.
Hold on. There you are. Found you right away.
Uh-huh. You got me, right?
I am following you now. So Joe's Meat Market's still open.
Correct. They're still open, and my father's running that. I used to run that with him, but now we have the restaurant, so I'm there every day.
And are you right next door? Is it close? Like or sort of next door?
We're literally right next door to each other.
All right. So Joe's Meat Market and Giovanni's Italian Steakhouse in South Bound Brook on Clinton Street. You look up chefgiovanni.18 on Instagram. I just followed you, and we'll be certain to post some pictures when we're at dinner on Wednesday night. So, hey, man, thanks for calling. Congratulations on the great success, and I will see you Wednesday night. Looking forward to it.
We'll see you Wednesday. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You got it. Take care. Don't you love that? Dad owns a meat market. Son decides, I'm not going to college. I'm not wasting my time with this. No, I'm going to go do what I do. I'm going to bring great food to your plate to feed the passion and feed the people. I love it. Giovanni, that's pretty cool. All right, Bill, Janelle, Nick, Pat, I'll be right back. 914 Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Connect to the show anytime by sending us a message through our app. Just tap on Chat with Hosts, only on New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, I want to thank Parks Casino for sponsoring Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. I also encourage you to go to the website, nj1015.com. Later today, I'll have up a link to Cooking for the Cause and a few other things with my friend Chef Umberto, who, as you know, has a new book out. And the charity is all about improving the lives of those in need locally. And it's he's a good guy. I will be a chef at the next Pizza Wars Jersey Shore, so stay tuned for that. I can't wait. I'll be a judge, and I am looking forward to 6 hours of eating pizza. It's going to be great. I may fast for 2 days before that one. All right, Small Business Monday. Let's start with Bill in Marlton. What do you got for us, Bill?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good, man.
Hope everyone's doing well.
We're doing great. Thanks for asking.
Good. We are the local plumbers with the giant plunger on the roof.
I love that. I love it. Whose idea was it, and who pushed back?
That was my strung out idea, and my wife embraces it all. And my family, honestly, I have two young boys, and they're coming up in the trade as well.
That's great.
We homeschool, and just teaching them life and getting them out there. My 14-year-old sitting right next to me right now. So if I can say one thing to everyone, I really say if your kids are interested in the trades, please don't hesitate to get them logged into BCIT or a trade school or whatever, because these young men and women just want to do stuff. They don't want to just sit stagnant, you know?
I walked into a class. I was at Chef Umberto was having a pizza making mozzarella class at Ocean County, the vocational and technical school in Brick.
Yeah.
Remember, that was last week, and I walked in, and the woman staffing the door and the admin person, she came out. She's like, hey, you know, there's a class of plumbers upstairs. And the instructor asked if you wouldn't mind stopping in. So I did. And I talked to the guys, you know, about some of the plumbing woes I've had. And I said, look, you guys are in a career that is COVID proof, recession proof. Like, no matter what comes down the line, you've got six-figure income potential because you can get a toilet fixed.
That's right. As long as people have the effort to put, as long as people have the effort and willing to put the effort forth, they're unstoppable.
That's exactly unstoppable. What's your website or the address? How do people get in touch with you?
Oh, we just have that silly plunger on the side of the truck, on top of the truck. I don't even have my phone number on the truck. We just do good work for good people. So if they find us, we're there.
So what, you just drive around with a plunger on the top of your truck doing, do people flag you down in the street?
They do, honestly. And then, you know, a little bit of social media. It's Schuster's Plumbing is the name of the company. And also Giant Plunger Company. We're going to get these giant plungers made out and hopefully get them across the country.
Do you call it Giant Plunger Company?
It used to be. It used to be. But our local company is Schuster's Plumbing.
And how do I spell Schuster? S-H-S-C-H-U-S?
Just drop the C and you got it. It's S-H-U-S-T-E-R-S. Plumbing.com.
Schuster's Plumbing.com. I love it. Okay, great.
Yeah.
What do you want on Instagram? You want Instagram?
It's just Schuster's Plumbing.
All right. Yep. If you tag me in something, I'll make sure if you follow me today, I'll follow you back and be happy to promote you. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Best to your sons.
Absolutely.
All right. Good luck to the family. Thank you. You take care. All right. 9:26. Here's what I'm going to do, because I'm going to run out of time, and it's not fair to everybody. So, and it's my problem. I keep talking. But on the other side of the news, we're going to give you about a minute or less, and we're going to go in order. Janelle, Nick, Pat, and I'm saying your names out loud so that that Kathy, the board op, holds me to that. Janelle Nipat, you guys are the top three, and then everybody else, you're going to have probably about 30 seconds. 9:27. Eric Scott with the news next. 9:39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Jen, there's a lot going on in the studio this morning. You notice that?
There's so much
Jill's
going
running
on
out
today.
Of here, yeah. Like a bat out of hell.
You're spicy.
Kathy's over here laughing.
You're spicy and salty today. I don't know what I walked
I'm
into.
I'm a little spicy today.
I know.
In a good way, though. I mean, I'm like smiling ding. Spicy. Yeah.
Do you think it's the tea?
It's because he's not wearing a hat.
Oh, maybe it's a spicy tea. Hat today.
I said that when I came in. I said, where's the hat? It's the first thing I said.
The hat kind of contains my brain a little bit.
It's like a thunder coat for a dog. Yeah, it like calms down. Or a straight jacket. But.
Right, like a little bit, yeah. So now without the hat, I'm like unleashed, unhinged.
You are, yes, you were. You exactly.
A little bit of both?
I think
a little bit of sassy, a little bit of spicy.
There was salty, spicy,
saucy,
mixed in.
Spicy, salty, saucy.
Sassy. We
How many
other
words
S
are there?
Spicy.
Spicy.
Just spit out my coffee.
Sweet and spicy.
When you the hat contains my brain.
Well, it does. It keeps everything in. It keeps it like tight and warm.
I think so. So,
so now you're off the rails.
By the way, it's freezing in here. It's like 90 degrees outside.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's summertime already.
Yeah.
And it's the 30 in here.
Do you know a week ago, remember a week ago, Monday, sunny? It was
8:75.
He doesn't remember 2 minutes before the news.
Yeah, remember that? I can't tell you what was in the news.
Oh my God.
A minute and a half ago. All right, I do remember this. Small Business Monday. We'll start with Janelle in Seabright. Good morning, Janelle. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I am doing great today. I'm feeling very energized today, Janelle.
Energized and spicy. I love it.
Right. Good combo. All right. What's your business? You just started your business, right?
Yes. So, my best friends and I started our business 4 years ago.
Okay.
So we're a traveling sip and paint business. Have you ever heard of that?
Traveling sip and paint?
Yes. So basically what we did for the past 4 years is we brought different crafts and painting classes to different bars, restaurants, and people's houses. So we were doing this all across New Jersey. And then we decided that we wanted to open our own storefront. So about 2 months ago, we opened our own little studio in Red Bank, New Jersey.
I love it. And what? How do you accommodate the sip on the sip and paint at your storefront?
So we are a BYOB. So you can bring your own wine and beer. You can bring your own snacks. And then we supply the materials and the expertise to teach you how to use all the materials that we have here to create unique artwork.
So painting, crafting, that sort of thing.
Yes.
What
we
a
do
cool
like
idea,
we make
Janelle.
Resin charcuterie boards, we do sea glass art on glass frames. So we don't just do painting, we create really cool, unique artwork.
I love it. All right. How do people get in touch with you? Is there a website, Instagram? Where do you want them to go?
Yes. So you can follow us on Instagram.
What
We're
is
called
that?
JJ Art Studio.
JJ Art Studio. Okay. Wait, let me look you up right now. Hold on a minute.
Yeah,
hold on. So I'm just, wait, I got to find Instagram. All right. JJ Art Studio. JJ Art. Oh, there you are. And it's J and J. Oh, Sip and Paint. I love it. And that is, wait, hold on. Now I got to put my glasses on. That is you and your partner, right?
Yes. My best friend, Joni, and I'm Janelle, so that's where we got the JJ from.
Joni and Janelle, I see the glass. Now, who's the guy? Is that your husband?
Yes, so that my husband, Nick, and then her husband,
You got him to work.
James.
You got glass. He's there putting working on the glass in the back. I'm looking at this. He's got to work.
Our husbands are like the backbone to our business. We wouldn't be able to be where we are without them.
I love it. All right. Look at me. I'm already following you. How about that?
I love it. And I follow you too.
Awesome. All right. JJ Art Studio NJ. And then what's the website?
JJSipAndPaint.com.
Awesome. All right. Janelle, I love it. I think this, what a cool idea. Congratulations. Good on you. Really nice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now. Let's go to Pat in Camden. What's going on, Pat? You're going to wrap us
hey,
up
Bill,
today.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. A lot of energy today. It's because I'm not wearing a hat
Fantastic.
Today.
I am, but that's another story.
All right. What do you got? Your wife hey. has a small business, right?
My remarkable, beautiful wife, her name is Susie. A few years back, she started a spray tanning business called Golden Mermaid Spray Tanning. And then since then, she decided one night she wanted to start another business.
Yeah.
I asked her what. She says, I think I want to make soap. So now she has, the last 2.5 years, the Pink Pelican Soap Company. We're located in Barnicot, New Jersey.
Wait, hold on, I'm trying to write this down. Pink Pelican.
Pelican Soap Company.
Soap Company. I love the creativity. And where are you? You're in Barnicot?
Yes. And she is extremely creative. If you're looking at her website, you'll see what I mean.
I love... All right, well, hold on now. Where are you on Instagram? You're like, she should have called. I don't know.
Hey, babe, where are you at on Instagram?
It's Pink Pelican Soap Company.
All right. Hey, how are you? Congratulations.
Very easy.
Susie, right?
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
All right, so Pink... Wait, I'm looking it up here. Pelican... All right, I'm going to Pink Pelican Soap Company. There you are with the Pink Pelican. All right.
Yeah, there I am.
I am following you now on Instagram. I'll be happy to share some of your stuff. You let me know.
Thank you.
What a cool idea. Do you make the soap? You buy the soap? You package the soap? What's the deal with the soap?
I make the soap all from scratch.
No kidding.
Completely from scratch. No base. No, I don't buy it pre-made.
No
it's
kidding.
All completely from scratch. Oils, butters, lye, water.
Now, you make it in your home?
I do.
That's very cool. What a cool idea. What inspired that from a tanning company?
I have no idea.
I get it.
I'm kind of creative, crafty.
There's
and I
no
just
doubt.
Said, you know what? Let me give this a shot.
I love it. Your Instagram is great. I'm following you now.
Thank you.
Happy to help you. Thank you. Appreciate it, Susie. Pat,
well,
thanks
real,
for calling.
Yeah, real go quick.
Ahead. 2 seconds.
Real quick, Bill.
Go.
She's going to be at the Gardens for Sculpture this weekend. And during the summer, every week, Grounds for Sculpture in Hamilton this weekend. And every summer, we're at the Do Wildwood, Wildwood Farmers Market in Bryant Park every Saturday.
I love it. Okay. Thanks for the plug. Have a great rest of your day, guys. Congratulations. 946. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Estates Roadshow at TMT Cash for Gold.
All right, guys, 9:52. I am Bill Spady. Look, I'm going to get Jimmy. You get the last word on small business. You got about 32 and a half seconds. Go. Jimmy.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah.
What do you got for
me?
How
you doing?
I'm good.
I am the owner of a music school, and I teach everything from guitar, music theory, singing, songwriting, and the whole nine yards. And I take everything from beginners to advanced. And I teach everybody like you're going to play Madison Square Garden, but I adjust it according to your goals. So.
I love that, Jimmy. How do people get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, which is musicschoolubg.com.
Musicschoolubg.com. That's awesome.
Correct.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate you. Have a great rest of your day. All right, guys, got to get out of here. Couple of wrap-up things. Was I harsh about criminal aliens? You bet I was. I think it's time. You know, they had their chance over 10 years. And all my career as a broadcaster, I've been one of the only Republicans to stand up aggressively and say that we need to separate those that overstayed their legal visa because the legal system is broken, and we need to deport those that came here as criminals over the border. That said, unfortunately now, because Joe Biden opened up the floodgates and let millions and millions of criminals in, and Republican losers like the last guy that just lost to Cheryl by 15 points pushed aggressively for driver's licenses for illegals. Now we have a problem where people who are here illegally for whatever reason are now able to vote. That is criminal. It violates the integrity of our institution of voting and our entire republic. It has to end. We need to deport every last one of them. And then we got to end the Mount Laurel decisions because overcrowding, the idea of overdevelopment, Lakewood-style overdevelopment is crushing our middle and working class communities, and you're paying for it, and I'm tired of it. So I'm going to continue to fight for you. We're going to use the broadcast here. Now my new broadcast that I'm doing on Newsmax on the weekends, everything that I write about, talk about, we are going to fight back and turn this state around together. Right now, though, it's 9:54, and I got to get out of here. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.